For the second time in 2 months, a federal court judge has ruled the federal death penalty unconstitutional. Yesterday's decision by a judge in Vermont follows a similar decision from a New York court in July. NPR's Tovia Smith reports the latest ruling might offer new ammunition to those challenging the death penalty across the nation.
Yesterday's Vermont decision stems from a case of a man named Donald Fell, who was facing the death penalty on charges that he kidnapped and killed a woman during a carjacking. Prosecutors plan to make their case for capital punishment in part by using a statement allegedly made by an accused accomplice who has since died. But Fell's attorney, Paul Volk, argued that that kind of hearsay evidence that's not usually admitted at trial should not be considered during sentencing either.
It would be impossible for us to even attempt to cross-examine someone who is dead. It would be rendered, in essence, a mockery of a traditional proceeding.
The federal death penalty law does allow for two different standards of evidence in capital cases. During the trial phase, to determine guilt or innocence, traditional rules of due process apply, such as the right to confront and cross-examine an accuser. But when it comes to the sentencing phase of a trial, the rules are much more relaxed. In his decision, U.S. District Court Judge William Sessions says that's unconstitutional. He relies on a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision, as well as a belief, as he puts it, as old as the nation, that, quote, death is a different kind of punishment and requires more rigorous or scrupulous procedure. Paul Martinek is editor of Lawyers Weekly USA.
What the judge here is saying is that once you get to sentencing, you can't just disregard the rules of evidence and other constitutional protections, that they have to be applied as strongly at that stage as they would during the actual trial. So you can't lower the bar once you get to sentencing in a death phase.
This summer's decision by a federal judge in New York that also strikes down the federal death penalty law argues that the death penalty is inherently unconstitutional because it leads to the execution of innocence. The Vermont decision is much less sweeping. In a sense, it only quibbles with procedure, and that could be fixed by Congress. But the decision could still have broad implications if it's upheld, says Harvard University law professor Carol Steiker.
This ruling could potentially wreak havoc. If Judge Sessions is right, there's the possibility that a lot of people on death row, not just in the federal system, but in the state systems as well, may need to be retried because many state systems have informal evidentiary rules at sentencing as well as the federal system.
While that may please those now on death row, ironically, Steiker says the Vermont decision may not be all good news for capital defendants, since they often benefit from the looser sentencing rules.
Traditionally, the informality of capital sentencing has been thought to be something that actually helped capital defendants because they could make use of the informality of the sentencing hearing to introduce all kinds of evidence in mitigation. And if those rules were tightened up, it's something that could hurt capital defendants as much as help them.
Prosecutors in Vermont say they'll likely appeal the decision. Some conservatives quickly dismissed the ruling as a stretch by a liberal appointee of the Clinton administration. The Justice Department stopped just short of that, saying in a written statement that the decision underscores the importance of confirming President Bush's nominees to the federal bench. Tovia Smith, NPR News.